feet.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Is what it's all about. They're saying there's a new way now to personalize heart treatments. Now, making difficult decisions when it comes to heart surgery may have gotten easier. Researchers at the Stanford University School of Medicine developed a new method of assessing which procedure a heart disease patient would benefit most from, less invasive, angioplasty, or surgery. They looked at Medicare data on more than 100,000 heart patients and examined traits such as gender, age, diabetes, tobacco use, and other heart conditions. By looking at the data on people with similar medical histories who had different treatments, the researchers were able to come up with a formula for which treatment was best for a patient's specific or combination of traits. So they said we tried to find medical twins, one of whom got a coronary bypass surgery and one whom got angioplasty, two people who looked alike medically but were treated differently. Mark Houtke, who's a physician, study author, and professor of medicine at Stanford University, said any differences in the outcomes of these well-matched patients were presumably due to the treatment they received rather than other factors. Doctors are looking for a more personalized medicine approach for patients, and this study could have positive implications for people with other chronic conditions. When we talk about personalized medicine, we're talking about an individual's care, but we're looking at a massive amount of data, said Mari Markman, who's a physician, Senior Vice President of Clinical Affairs at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. It's really consistent because you're not using the big data to tell you what to do. You're just using it to inform your decision at an individual level. And that is true. Very good. Be interesting to see in the data outcome for that. Food for the Day, brought to you by Earth Fair, is one of my favorites. I don't know if you ever used this on your salad, but it's one of my favorite. Balsamic vinegar. Now, vinegars have, there's different kinds. Apple cider vinegar we've talked about, but balsamic vinegar, white vinegar, there's different ones. Vinegars are extremely healthy to the body in a variety of ways, but I want to talk about balsamic vinegar and some of the great properties that it has. So they've been used for thousands of years for all kinds of different disinfectant properties as well as a preservative and flavorings for preparing food. Balsamic vinegar, though, however, has a wealth of benefits way beyond the use of regular vinegar. And also, for more information as I go through this, you can always check out our website and go to healthcoachradio.com and find out more information backed up with these articles. But they say it's almost been a miracle cure for a lot of things, everything from mild headaches to labor pains, but its antibacterial and antiviral properties make it ideal for disinfecting wounds and infections. The tonic mixture of balsamic can be used on even on nail infections, and also they say can be used on acne. Yes, I did say acne. So, at any rate, antioxidants, it's got a lot in there. Polyphenols are antioxidants found in grapes, and they're also present in balsamic vinegar. These antioxidants improve the immune system, and they guard against harmful free radicals, which can damage cells in the body. Balsamic vinegar can also help protect against heart disease and cancer thanks to the antioxidants. Other issues that we found or properties that we found that's great for the immune system contains quercetin, which is a great bioflavonoid. Now, digestion is really big too, and maintaining a healthy weight. Balsamic vinegar can suppress appetite and also increases the amount of time it takes of the stomach to get empty. So this helps prevent overeating and ensures the body will digest food properly. This is great for stimulating the hydrochloric acid as well. The minerals are vital for the body's functioning and can contribute to maintaining healthy body weight. The acetic acid that's present in it also helps absorb the other minerals into the body and can help improve calcium intake, help strengthen bones. So balsamic vinegar is very low in fat, obviously cholesterol and sodium, making it a healthy alternative for dressings and marinades. One of my favorites. Diabetes also has a strong component to it. The balsamic vinegar improves overall insulin sensitivity, which can promote blood sugar regulation. It can also help reduce the unpleasant side effects associated with diabetes. The polyphenols, though, in the balsamic vinegar also boost the effect of pepsin, which is an enzyme that helps break proteins down into smaller amino acids. This means that the amino acids are more easily absorbed into the body, which can improve your overall metabolism. Now, pepsin and acetic acid both help improve absorption of the crucial minerals into the body, like calcium and magnesium. Both of these minerals, though, are abundant in balsamic vinegar and are a vital source for healthy and strong bones. Now, balsamic nectar is a high-quality balsamic vinegar aged up to 15 years, but is also three times more concentrated than your everyday commercial balsamic vinegar. It means also that all of the above compounds are concentrated along with its properties. And, of course, you get more per serving. It's great. I mean, look at all the different benefits. If you are eating salads and vegetables on a regular basis, I always encourage you to get some balsamic vinegar and just pour it over the vegetables or marinade, because if you do that, you're going to improve digestion. You can improve bone health. You can help regulate blood sugar levels. I mean, that's why I love food. The food is always our best medicine. We always get hung up on supplementation and health. Now, especially just because it's becoming more popular. But really, I mean, and truly, when it comes down to our health, so many of the foods that we eat every single day make the biggest difference. So making a change on a regular basis and eating the right kind of foods and the right combinations can make the difference in your health altogether. So that's a huge, huge piece to the health equation. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, don't forget to go to our website. You can go to healthcoachradio.com and click on the link there for a wellness provider. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, and our network of folks are growing every single day. It's exciting to see as our show is growing nationwide. I just picked up some new stations we'll be announcing very soon, and exciting to see our reach being able to go out to be able to improve people's lives and give them hope for their health. That is our goal all the way around. John, over in Oregon, wants to know, I keep hearing these commercials about low T. I know it's low testosterone. I'm only 35, but I'm concerned that my testosterone might get lower. They say that's the cutoff point. What do you think? I think that 35 is when, actually 30 is when it starts to decline. Sorry to bust the bubble. But it starts declining at age 30, believe it or not, for guys. So maintaining hormone levels is a big key for your energy and also for overall vitality. So making sure that you keep your hormone levels at a good pace is always going to be a key. Now, you do that by a couple of things. Getting your blood test done with your physician. Simple blood test for testosterone, not hard to do, is one thing that you can constantly stay on top of. The other is weight training. 3 days a week of weight training has been shown to improve testosterone levels tremendously. So just doing that on a regular basis can make a huge difference in your overall health. That, and then also with testosterone, things like maca root, again, supplementation. Tribulus can be really good, but also keeping your overall dietary fats, the good fats, to 25 to 30% of your overall diet. And that makes a big, big difference in your hormone profiles, good healthy cholesterol, and also get you where you need to be, and your fitness levels. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. cure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Live
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. You need to lose weight and get your body into shape. Well, we want to help you. Take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Sam wrote in an email from Virginia. He said, I'm looking to lose about 50 pounds. I've done several different diets and I worked out different ways and nothing seems to work. What are the basics and what do I need to do? Well, that's a great question. So I think a lot of people want to know that. And the reality is you need to lose 40, 50, 60 pounds, whatever it is. Then there's a couple things you need to think about. First is you definitely want to think about diet. Food's everything. People can just change their diet and lose 30 pounds. I'm not kidding. So it really makes a big difference because you start getting into the hormones within the body. You start getting into maximizing how the body works, maximizing hormones, maximizing fat burning potential. There's a whole host of items that need to be worked on within the body to get it to the level that needs to be. So you always want to think about food. Food is your first line of what you want to do. So when you think about eating, you want to think about the anti-inflammatory diet. That's obviously the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, that you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. And at the end of the day, when you're focusing on eating, that's going to get everything generated. Now, it's going to help detoxify the body. So putting the right kind of nutrients in, you're going to cut down the body's ability to store body fat. You'll cut down on inflammation. You'll increase your body's ability to make good, new, healthy cells, lean muscle tissue, to hold on to that and to get the body working like a furnace. It's pretty simple. Three meals a day, a couple snacks in between, and you keep your body moving at a good pace. So lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, those are going to be your building blocks, the proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. And why is that? Because a lot of the potatoes and the rice and the grains, they are the carbohydrates tend to be a little bit more on the higher glycemic index side. They can store, cause the body to store a little bit, potentially more body fat. And you just want to, if you're really trying to trick or stimulate the body to trigger leptin to work properly and also to get the body fat to burn, it's better to stay away from those. So lean quality proteins and the low glycemic carbs are the best. Now here's the trick. A lot of people, when they get fat, and it just is what it is, you get fat and you're scared of eating fat because you think fat is going to make you fat. But that's not the case. Fat really doesn't make you fat. Fat actually works the hormones in the body to support proper hormone function. For guys, testosterone is the key in growth hormone levels. And keeping those healthy come from the healthy fats in the diet. Now, those are the omega-3s. You get those a lot from fish oil. You get it from fish itself. A lot of other nuts and seeds will give you those kind of healthy fats. The monounsaturated fats come from things like avocados. But just great, great healthy fats in the diet play a big role. 25 to 30% of your overall caloric intake needs to come from that. So you don't want to get too tied up in the numbers, but keeping everything equal is important. Balanced diet, just like we learned when we were kids, still stands true today. And it is very important to make sure you're putting the right kind of nutrients in the body so you can thrive in your health, have tons of energy, and begin to drop the weight that you're looking for. Now, exercise is a key too. I always say 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. But in that 5 days a week, if you're looking to really drop some massive weight, it's time to get into some weight training. I mean, that is proven, men and women, but men especially, it's proven to raise growth hormone levels, which is a powerful hormone within the body, as well as testosterone, our primary male hormone. And we lose that as we age. And when you start gaining a lot of body fat, that really causes it to go down in a major way. So it's important to keep those up and exercise with weight training, minimum 3 days a week, 30 minutes at a time, high intensity with a moderate amount of weight has been shown in studies to just increase testosterone and growth hormone through the roof. So you can literally transform your body just by doing that. I want to encourage you to look into that, not just kind of meandering around in the gym. This is really busting your can. If you've ever seen any of the commercials for some of the P90X or the intensity commercials where the guys are just, and the gals are just busting their can, that is intense. It's very intense. So you don't have to go that level, but just a couple of notches underneath that to really see some big results. You really have to push yourself. And if you need to hire a personal trainer for a period of time for motivation and education, it's a smart thing to do. So I would consider looking into that as you go through that, because it really is. It's when you're looking to drop weight, you have to get your foundation right. Your exercise has to be right. Eating has to be right. And supplements have to be right. And supplements do play a role. Big fan. Green tea extract is really good, provided you don't have any autoimmune disease. Is really good. Great studies behind it. Conjugated linoleic acid, very, very important. And great research behind that as well for keeping the body lean and keeping it working at a high level, burning through excess calories. And also a good meal replacement. A good meal replacement is key. And with a protein that definitely is hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that is completely organic, you definitely want to go that route, getting that in your body maybe during your snack times or using it as a meal replacement altogether, because the high-quality proteins that are easy to digest, and that really is the key. The digestibility is so important for this that you really have to look into it and make sure that you're getting the right kind of nutrients. So there's a lot that can be done and that can be looked at with this sorts of thing when you're looking to lose weight. But getting your body into that state to lose 50 pounds, it's a mindset first. Then you lay the ground rules and then add in, obviously, the food and the diet and the exercise that you commit to 5 days a week, no matter what. You don't let anything in life get in the way of you accomplishing your goals. And you will be amazed within about 6 months you could drop that weight, depending on your environment, depending on your will, and your ability to pull that off as far as your discipline. And discipline is a big key when you're dealing with weight loss. But it's one of those things like you were disciplined to eat a lot to put it on. Let's just get real. And don't forget, get with your physician, get some blood work done, have them check your hormone levels every 3 months during that process. Why? Because you want to look at, make sure your estrogen's not too high. You want to make sure your testosterone is not too low. Make sure your growth hormone is where it needs to be, that it's at a good level. FSH and LH, make sure you're not becoming anemic, and make sure that your thyroid is working properly. So that whole thing about don't get into an exercise routine before you check with your doctor, there's truth to that. But let them monitor you while you're doing that. Not only will they see the weight loss, but you'll monitor how well your organs are working and your glands and your body is working like a machine, like it's supposed to be. And it'll motivate you because you'll see the success that you're achieving throughout it all. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, parenting can be a challenge, and our words matter. I don't know if you realize that our words have so much power in our lives. The things we say can breathe life and they can breathe death into everything that goes on. And especially when you're parenting with your kids, kids are very literal. They take your words for face value. They don't read into things like we do as you get a little bit older. Well, Fred Zellinger, who's a PhD psychologist in practice, he offers 10 statements that parents should never say around your kids. And let's start out with number 10 and work our way down. School is boring. Parents should resist criticizing their kids' school. Even if they did not enjoy school, the teacher and the parent should really be a team in molding a child's education, making it out that school is fun regardless of what you think. Thrive in the environment and make the classroom a place where they can really achieve and do quite well. Great job? Not. You know, doing sarcasm like that, it breeds cruelty in the mind of a child. And the parents should really use it around their children or talking to other adults. Really staying away from sarcasm can make a huge stride in a kid's self-confidence and the child's overall way they feel about themselves. The jibe and their failures and leaning toward that, they can interpret it in a very negative way. So what the, and then cursing with a cuss word, they say. What a parent doesn't want to sink through the floor after their toddler drops a four-letter word in front of company? Well, avoid it in your family. Good parenting means using the kind of language that you wouldn't mind your children repeating. Children mirror what they see and what they hear in the home. And if you do not want your children using this type of language, then you shouldn't be using it in the first place. Another one that's kind of common, it says you're burning up with fever. So be careful when verbalizing concerns about your kid's health, really, or anyone's health in front of them, because they take it very literal. And they tend to get very upset when they hear that someone else is very ill. It makes them uneasy and very feel very unstable. So parents should conduct in-depth discussions about other health of other loved ones in private. Be real careful with that. Saying the words like shut up. Parenting can be tough, but having regular meltdowns, verbally abusing your spouse or your children, and flashing your temper are not the kinds of kid lessons that you want to teach. Children learn more by watching us than when you lecture them. So it's important to model our behaviors and set an example of what we want our children to really learn. Another phrase is like dying is like going to sleep. Well, certain topics are hard to breach with kids, especially when we're trying not to frighten them. Rather than providing an explanation on death, what we should do is really look at another point. Talk to your pediatrician and get some ideas about age-appropriate ways to cover the topic when someone dies. Here's another big one. I'm so fat. So no matter how you feel about your own body, avoid obsessing about your weight or dieting around the kids. Kids often view such concerns as a standard for their own behavior. They'll start to learn that, and they'll start to be thinking about themselves as fat or the way they look, and they'll start making that a top priority in their lives. And I think we're already seeing that in generations, even my generation, but in the generation that's come after me, and how much we're so aware of how we look. And with the media culture and how that is, it's amazing. So getting that under control and making sure that it's solid with what we do is very important. The words that we speak are so important in how we teach our kids. Very important. That does it. You're grounded for a month. How many times have you said that? Just mad as a hornet, just yelling it out loud. You have no intention of grounding your kid for a month. So teaching kids lessons should not involve threats that you have no intention of carrying out. Very few parents follow through on ideas like sending a child to military school or grounding them for unbearable lengths of time. These types of empty threats, while possibly frightening, often demonstrate to the child that a parent's word is not necessarily truthful. Here's a big empty phrase. Well, we'll see. According to Laurie, he says that old parenting standby and saying we'll see is often seen as children as a no. So if you use the phrase she says, make you certain that you'll follow up so the child will trust your words. If you really mean no, don't be afraid to say it calmly. If you need to think about it, it's okay to delay and carefully consider your request, but make sure that you do get back to your child. Don't be afraid to parent healthy kids, they say, allowing your fears and needs to be more specific than to really just pat the phrase. It's better to figure it out what's frightening them than to address the issue. So don't just put it off that their real fears are not worth anything. You always want to communicate with your kids and actually find out what their real fears are. And when it comes to our words, they have so much power. And the words that we say today and the way we communicate with our kids is vital. So make sure that on a regular basis you're saying words that uplift your kids, that are positive to your kids, and you're providing a great environment for them to grow up and for them to thrive in, and a loving environment where they feel secure and they feel safe. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go on to Jane now. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Hi. I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, I was diagnosed with eczema on my foot back in January, and I've tried a lot of different things, and I can't seem to get rid of it, and I was just wondering what you might suggest.
Okay, have you used the creams and that sort of thing? Some of the cortisone creams?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing worked?
Not really, no. It's and it's difficult because it's on my heel of my foot. You know, I'll put the cream on my foot and I'll sleep with a sock on at night to keep moisture on there. But, you know, now that the summer's coming up and, you know, you want to wear sandals and things, it tends to dry out your foot. And I'm just getting really concerned that it's not getting any better.
What does your diet look like on a regular basis? Just give me a typical look about what you do, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, I have a pretty normal diet. Nothing has changed before I got the eczema. Recently, I've been on a low-carbohydrate kind of diet. I've added probiotics to my diet. A chiropractor that I've been...
So what does that look like, though? What does that look like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Like, give me a typical day.
Okay, I'll breakfast. Have yogurt for breakfast. Lunch, I'll have a salad, and dinner, I might have grilled fish or chicken and some vegetables.
So you're not eating a lot of fats?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. There's your issue right there. Usually with skin conditions, you've got you'll have an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. It's pretty common. And two things you can see with skin conditions. One is to know that they're coming from the inside. They're not from the outside. That's why when you put the creams on there, it really doesn't do anything. Skin conditions always come from the gut. They don't come from the outside in. So you always want to look at them from the inside out first. So if you're not getting a lot of fats, that's probably one of the big culprits. The probiotics is a great way to go. So, I mean, that's going to help restore the bacterial flora that's in the gut. And that's one of the big pieces that you want to work on. So, you know, I would say probiotics, if you're using those, a great time to take those is right before bed and right when you wake up. It's a perfect time to do all that. The other thing is, from the omega-3s, you can do things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, plenty of avocados, but fish oils are the big key. At least a tablespoon a day of cod liver oil or some pretty good sized gel caps of those that are mercury free and trans fat free. Those are really, really big. And getting enough omega-3 fats can play a big role. If you're not snacking between your meals, I probably have a little small snack, maybe half an apple and a small handful of almonds or walnuts. That would be really good. It'll also add in those fatty acids. And another piece to this is watch out on your sugar intake. If you're doing yogurt in the morning, I would encourage you to do the plain yogurt and maybe add just a little bit of honey for flavor. But go for the organic version. If you do the Greek yogurts, those are a little bit better choices. And get some fats in. That might be when you take a tablespoon of cod liver oil, add some berries and that sort of thing into the meal. Even though that adds a little bit of the carbohydrate, it's not going to add to, you know, gaining weight or anything like that. But yeah, getting into a deficiency status like that with fatty acids can cause those little eruptions to pop up and look like eczema. And they just never, it seems like they never go away. You find that? You find that no matter what you do, it just sticks around, like it just lingers?
Yeah, and I'm actually taking fish oil. I take some supplements every day, and I do eat a lot of blueberries and strawberries and nuts. So
the nuts, if you're getting if you do the fish oil capsules, then if they're really big, not the little ones, but if they're really big, probably needs about, usually dosage on those is about 10 to 12 a day. So if you're only doing like two or three, probably not enough. One thing that's good to do is with cod liver oil, for example, getting a good amount of it because of the vitamin A and vitamin D that's in there can be helpful. And then watch out for the sugar intake. But if you're getting plenty of nuts, count your grams of fat. A good rule of thumb for the average adult, usually between about 60, 70 grams of fat a day is usually pretty good. That way you know you're getting enough of the fatty acids that your body needs. But I would look at that. And if that's not doing it, and you're working with your doctors and all that, or maybe a nutritionist, then I would have them look at your overall bacterial content in your gut flora, meaning that if you're not getting, if you haven't cleansed out yeast and fungal issues potentially in the gut, that could be one of the issues. And that comes from more really of an alternative mindset, but it does play a big role when it comes down to that. And I'll tell you another little key, just a little key. It's not always the case, but it's a little one. Sometimes eczema and skin conditions can have a small zinc deficiency. There's a zinc taste test that you can do, and a lot of alternative practitioners do that, so you might want to talk to yours and see.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember 2 words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those 2 words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember 2 words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now go to the website, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you have questions about your health, you can send me an email there. I'll make it part of the show, or I can answer in private if you prefer. In our network of providers growing rapidly around the country, called the Wellness Providers. You can check out information there at the website as well. If you're looking for someone in your area and talk to one of our folks during the day, we can find someone that you wherever you need. All right, let's go on to Rob here. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, living well. What's up?
Well, I've been having stomach issues for about 6-8 months now, and had a colonoscopy done. He said I had diverticulosis. I'm a truck driver, and I'm thinking, because I'm bouncing a lot, that may be my issue. I really don't know. It's pretty much constant, and I don't know if it's I don't have a real good diet because of truck driving, and I don't know if it's if strengthening my stomach muscles would help, or what exactly would help with that.
Well, I can. I mean, so they did the testing and all that, and they said everything was okay.
Yeah, they said everything was okay. They did give me a prescription, and it wasn't nothing I wanted to take, because I do drive, so it would affect my driving. So,
so they did give it to you, or they did not?
I didn't fill my prescription because it said heavy machine. I don't even know what it was. I don't work heavy machinery or drive or something like that. So, it was probably 4 months ago that I had my. Went to see the doctor about that. But
I got it. Okay. Right. So the main question you have for your stomach is what?
Is anything I can help to, I guess, strengthen it? He mentioned something about it, not convulsing, but I think the word was convulsing or something. My stomach was doing that. So,
well, for the diverticulosis, I mean, one of the main things you want to focus on, if you're just looking for just general health for it, the main thing is to focus on what you're eating on a regular basis, because the non-inflammatory based foods for diverticulitis and diverticulitis are going to be extremely important. You've got to be really careful not to eat certain foods. Processed foods are the biggest one you want to stay away from. Now, they get all bent out of shape about the little pouches and things with the diverticulitis, which is more the inflammation of those areas, and the diverticulosis. So you just got to, it comes down more to your diet than anything, more than just the exercises. But that can be quite helpful. I would just look, you can actually go and look if you go to one of the main web sites like WebMD or Medscape or some of those others, they've got some really good basic diets that are great for diverticulitis and losis. Most of them are anti-inflammatory based, so that's really the key, what you want to look for. So you've got to cut down the inflammatory process within those, and that's going to make really the biggest deal. Cutting out the processed foods, staying away from sugars, staying away from a lot of the foods that can cause a lot of the issues, that's the one you got to be a little bit careful with. But again, it's one of those that you want to just make sure that you get in a regular routine. With you being out driving and on the road a lot, you know, your diet is key. And so making sure that you stay on top of that is going to be your number one piece in the whole equation, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can call right now or go online to healthcoachradio.com. Shoot me an email there. 80% of the health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's amazing. A new study has come out and said that azithromycin, which is your Z-Pak, increases your chances of dying from a cardiovascular event by 250% by taking the old school amoxicillin. Interesting. Something to look into. For sure, always new studies coming out, always new things. Now, did you know that phosphorus is actually the second most abundant mineral found in your body? It really is. So when you look at things as basic as something like soda, or which has phosphoric acid in it, which you don't need to be drinking, by the way, definitely not needed. But also, when you look at the bone chemistry and the matrix within bones, phosphorus is a huge component of that. And our body uses it for so many different health benefits. But your mineral content of your body is critical, and making sure that you support it in every way by eating good, clean foods, drinking plenty of water, maintaining healthy exercise, all of that can be a huge piece. So again, one of the things you want to focus on, getting you to the next level with your health and with your life. We've got Stan down in New Mexico. He wants to know about prostate health. He said, what do I need to do to help with benign prostatic hypertrophy? My doctor wants me to take antibiotics. What do you think? Well, if you've just been diagnosed, a lot of times they'll want to know if it's prostatitis. So, you know, not knowing if they've totally diagnosed you yet, they usually give you a round of antibiotics to make sure there's no infection to rule that out. Then they can lean more towards just a swelling of the prostate and what that would entail. And there's different treatment methods for that. Blocking the DHT, which is dihydrotestosterone. There's also some natural ways to do that. You can look at things like salt palmetto, zinc, pumpkin seed oil, and also beta-sitosterol. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our family members, and our loved ones. Remember, health is what you make of it. It's about your choices. It's about lifestyle. It doesn't matter where you've been, it matters where you're going. That is what this show is all about.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.